Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Let me ask you this. What if you could wake up every day without anxiety? What if you could view your past with purpose rather than regret and live a happy life, peaceful, free from fear? Well, I'm excited to share that I'm going to show you the way. In my upcoming book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace, I share my vulnerable, authentic account of how I transformed my own life to live free from fear, to wake up without anxiety every single day, to live without regret. And I'm going to teach you the steps and the methods that I took to get there. So I invite you to join me on the journey of releasing the fears from your past to transform your life in the present. Join me for the Happy Days live online event experience when you pre-order the book today at deargabby.com/happydays. The VIP ticket expires on February 7th. Gabby. Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. As you might know, if you've been following me on social media, I got a wicked cold and lost my voice. And losing your voice when you are a podcaster and a motivational speaker, not good. But I had to do whatever I could to make sure that I let this introduction be recorded before today's episode went live. This is such a special, special episode. It's so heart-opening. And I did something different than I've ever done before. I took one caller only and coached her one-on-one as almost a workshop. It wasn't something I intended. It just wound up that way. And at the end of the Dear Gabby, I said, this is an entire episode. The minute I heard Courtney's voice, I knew that her story and her bravery would be transformational for my listeners. I also knew in my heart and felt it in my body and saw it with literally saw orbs, celestial lights hovering over her when she dialed in. I'm not kidding. It's for real. I'll share a picture of it. But when she came on, I knew that something major was about to happen. I knew that it was a real spiritual download. I don't want to get too into what happens because I want you to listen and enjoy, but this is a real spontaneous one-on-one workshop, unfurled, imparting some of the most beautiful lessons I've ever been able to share on air. Real deep stuff. I share some deeply personal stories that I've never even shared before publicly. And some of the things that you're going to learn on this episode are how to turn a super scary situation into a miracle, how to show up for something that you might be dreading with joy and love. I know that sounds crazy, but you're going to have to hear me out on this one. And the way to transform a diagnosis into an opportunity to grow. I also share two techniques for connecting with spirit guides, which I know my audience is really into, and how to connect with your spirit guides by asking for a sign And here's a hint. Courtney's is about seeing a lot of bran muffins. This episode is really packed with a lot of goodness. And Courtney is going to help so many people by sharing her story. And I want to ask you guys a favor. Please listen to this episode all the way through till the end. Because at the end, I lead a prayer for Courtney. And I invite the listeners to join in on the healing. And I really, really am asking and inviting you to do a big service today and to feel that this podcast isn't just something that you privately are listening to in your ear, but that it's a movement and it's a way of creating a deeper connection and energetically supporting our dear Gabby family. And I believe in the power of collective energy, and we need your light today. And if anyone feels that they need a prayer or need a positive intention sent to them, leave a review about this podcast and ask for your prayer. My team, my producers, we're looking at all of your reviews, and we are looking for those Dear Gabby questions. We're looking for your prayer requests. Send them in, and I will absolutely include your name or whoever it is that we need to be praying for right now into the collective prayers for this community. Oh my God, get psyched. This show is so beautiful, and thankfully I recorded it on a day where I had a voice. So enjoy. Gabby. We're just over a month into 2022, and it's not too late to set financial goals for yourself for the year. It's all about taking small, right actions. And one small, right action that you can take right now is to check out Wealthfront.com. Wealthfront was designed by financial experts to help you turn your good ideas into great investments without the hassle of doing everything yourself. You can start investing in no time with Wealthfront's classic portfolio, or make it your own with things that you care about, like socially responsible funds, technology, crypto, trusts, or hundreds of other investments. If you're listening to this and thinking, Gabby, I know nothing about my finances, I am not someone that invests, well, listen, I've got your back. Wealthfront makes it easy, even if you know nothing about investing. Don't want to spend hundreds of hours trying to lower your tax bill? They can do that too. Not sure about how to rebalance your portfolio or what the hell rebalancing is? They do it for you automatically. Wealthfront is trusted with over $28 billion in assets, helping nearly 500,000 people build their wealth. And the best part is their product is so simple. It's so powerful that it has 4.9 to 5 stars in the Apple Store. To start building your wealth and get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/Gabby. That's Wealthfront, Wealthfront.com/Gabby. To start building your wealth, go to wealthfront.com/Gabby to get started today. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. All right, I love me some protein powder. I love it. It's just the best way to make sure that I'm getting all the nutrients that I need. And protein powders can be really intimidating. But the fact is, we all need protein. It's not just about muscles. Protein helps support bone health and satiates you. And as we go through life, our protein needs change. So it's important to choose a mix for different stages of life. If you're listening now and you're thinking about how you can use an easy-to-mix, on-the-go protein powder that actually tastes good, listen up. I get really excited when I'm obsessed with the product. Ritual is my favorite protein powder. Ritual's essential protein is a delicious plant-based protein powder with three distinct formulas designed to meet the body's changing protein needs. They have a daily shake 18 plus, a daily shake for 50 plus, and an amazing daily shake for pregnancy and postpartum mamas. As many of you know, I was pregnant for 5.5 months and I had to let go of the pregnancy. And after 5.5 months, you're still in a postpartum phase. And I wanted to do everything I could to nourish myself, nourish my mind, nourish my body, but really take care of my body. It had been through so much trauma. So my go-to daily smoothie always had Ritual's essential protein for the postpartum mamas. And I got to tell you, it's really helped me a lot. For me, it was important to take control of the things I could control. And my health and my well-being was one of those things. I still drink Ritual shakes almost every day. It's so delicious. It tastes so sweet and delicious. And it's this vanilla powder that I love. And I'm really particular about what I put into my body. And I love knowing that Ritual is sustainably sourced and packed with 20 grams of protein per serving, made from sustainably grown peas, regeneratively farmed right here in the United States. Also, it's just the good stuff. No sugar, no sugar alcohols. And you know how I feel about that. Right now, I'm moving out of the postpartum phase, so I'm drinking the Daily Shake 18+. It's a complete amino acid profile featuring choline, an essential nutrient, and common dietary GAP. I love it deeply. Get going with this right away. Ready to shake up your protein ritual? My listeners are going to get 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/DearGabby. Ritual even offers a money-back guarantee if you're not 100% in love with it. Visit ritual.com/DearGabby today for 10% off your first 3 months. Here we go. Let's bring in our first guest. What's up, Courtney? How you doing?
Well, today is a very big day this afternoon for me. I'm seeing my radiation oncologist. So this is my second bout with cancer. How old am I? 44. I'm not that old. I'm not old enough to have done this twice. I have two little kids and a brand new full-time job. And I don't really know what it is that I need more than I don't want to do radiation. Mm. I don't have to do chemo. So I'm thankful for that. I've already had the surgery. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how to make it okay.
Okay. First and foremost, let's be where we are right now, which is in the truth of where you're at and what's up for you. But you said some really hopeful things just now. I just want to go there with you for a moment. So you said, I don't have to do chemo. Is that correct?
Right. I had to do it last time. And I don't have to do it this time.
Okay.
So far, as I know.
Let's say we don't have to do chemo. I don't have to do chemo. Okay. Just stay in what is right now. And when we say things like so far or whatever, we're actually energetically kind of putting out this vibration that like, oh, there's more that could happen. That's where we go. It's normal. And this is big stuff.
Right. I think especially when we've been there before.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. There's PTSD from the past experience. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
And they were only 2 and 4 that time.
The babies. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a toddler bed and one in diapers.
Did you have support?
It is. It's very traumatic to be doing it again.
Okay. And so you're not doing the chemo and you don't have to have the surgery.
I've already had it.
You've had it. Okay, great. And you had a good recovery? You feeling okay after the recovery?
Yeah, I had a good recovery. Immediately prior to the surgery, my appendix ruptured and I had sepsis. Hmm. Spent 5 days in the hospital that time. And then 3 weeks later, had the tumor removed.
Okay.
So it's been a rough couple of months.
It sounds like it's been super rough. And so, so the next steps ahead are that you're going to go and you're going to start to do some radiation.
I think so. Yeah. I see her this afternoon. Okay. My understanding from the last time I talked to her was that regardless of my surgical pathology, she wanted me to have radiation.
Okay. So what I want to guide you towards is that there's two ways we can show up for any situation. We can show up with faith, and we can show up with, it's going to sound a little crazy because you're going to be like, Gabby, why, how the hell can I show up to my radiation with joy? But we can show up with joy. We can show up with a high vibration. We can show up with a smile on our face, not a fake smile, like a genuine, like, all right, what miracles are going to show up for me today kind of vibe, right? Or we can show up in fear. Now, the fear is, I don't want to minimize the fear. Okay, the fear is a part of who we are. The fear is oftentimes can be very helpful. Fear can be a guide back to love. Today, I believe that your fear is a guide back to love because your fear said, I got to go talk to Gabby right now. I'm in fear. Let me go manifest. And you're the first guest on. So fear is a guide back to love. We can thank your fear for helping you get through this the first time. But let's consider the idea that maybe the fear could step aside this time. Just a little bit. So let's consider just even just for this conversation, asking that fear to step aside. Just for this conversation, okay? And you have this path in front of you that's been pretty clearly laid out by the oncologist. And you have been here before. It's not brand new. In many ways, that's powerful, extremely powerful.
I forgot to mention the last time I had radiation, I got pneumonia. And that was before COVID was like a thing. This was 5 years ago. So the fear is definitely there.
Okay. So we got to say thank you to the fear because it's keeping you, let's look at what it's doing well. It's keeping you vigilant about what's, you know, what could happen. And, you know, it's probably going to keep you close to really being safe with COVID and other things like that. And it's keeping you aware, but we don't want it to keep running the show. Because like I said, there's two paths. There's the path of radiation with fear, and there's the path of radiation with love. And I want to make this, I really believe that today can be a quantum shift for you. This conversation, Courtney, can be a turning point for your entire process. I believe it. I also believe I want to thank your fear because it got you on today. And I want you to keep, you know, whenever you notice that fear come up, instead of riding into it, I want you to say, thank you. Thank you for revealing to me whatever I need to know right now. And you can ask the fear what it needs. You know, do you need to get on the phone with the doctor? Do you need to just be journaled a little bit? Do you need to be journaled with for a moment? Do you need to re-listen to that episode of Dear Gabby that makes you feel safe? Do you need to, you know, just curl up in a ball? Well, ask the fear what it needs to relax. And then I want you to start to connect to another part of you that does exist. It's a part of you that follows this podcast. It's a part of you that's open to the principles that I teach. It's the spiritual part of you. And I want you to start to engage in dialogue with that part. And that part, you can name her, Courtney, you know? What's the powerful, faithful, loving, fully present part of you that's with me right now? How would you describe that in your body or even visually?
I'm not entirely sure how I would describe it other than that it's a growing part.
Okay.
It's a fairly, I wouldn't say it's new. And it's not really a new part. I've always been a fairly spiritual person. I'm a therapist, so you're not a therapist for 20 years without having a pretty solid spiritual life. But I don't really know what I would call it. I don't know that I've named it or really visualized it.
Well, let's think about the therapist part, right? So the therapist part holds space for other people's challenges. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And with a lot of faith.
Yeah.
Faith in your abilities to support them. Faith in their abilities to heal, faith that they have a God of their own understanding that's helping and supporting them, faith that they have spirit guides. Maybe that's a belief that you have, faith that the universe is guiding them. And so often we can have and hold that faith and midwife that faith for others, but we can't for ourselves. And so I almost want you, this is absolutely awesome. I want you, Courtney, to tap into the therapist part and let her work with you. Asking her at times, okay, therapist Courtney, what would you say to me right now? What would you say to your patient right now?
Sure.
In your own words.
That this is the path to not doing it again. This is the best way to see your kids grow up.
There you go. Okay. While this might not be what you want to do, there's light on the other side is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
We hope.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the best way to go into this experience right now is to do whatever it takes each day that you go in for radiation, each time you show up for it, and each moment that you are not happy about it or whatever it is, to look for the moments of joy. Okay. So maybe I don't want to minimize your experience, but I'll give you an example. Okay. For a year, for all of 2020, I was driving I was driving an hour and a half each way to do fertility treatment. at the beginning stages of COVID. And I was 41 at the time. And every month it wasn't working, whatever. And it was like, you know, lots of hormones and I did not want to be doing it. I'm not trying to compare that to radiation. Definitely not nearly as uncomfortable.
No, but I also have to drive an hour and a half each way. And
excellent.
I have to do it twice a day. And
good. Okay, yeah. Great example. Right. I'm so glad that I brought that up then. Okay, so I was driving an hour and a half each way. And I knew that I could have gone into that experience with the attitude of like, you know, screw this. I don't want to be in the car this long. I don't want to be going to a doctor's office every week for a year, you know, shooting myself up with hormones in the middle of a pandemic, no one's vaccinated, whatever the hell my story was. But I didn't choose that story. I chose a totally different story, Courtney, totally different story. The story I chose was, I'm going to use my time in the car as time to study, as time to grow, as time to learn more and grow more. And it was like driving therapy. I listened to every spiritual podcast. I listened to every, I did a whole internal family systems training, like in the car, listening to it in the car. I started learning more about somatic experiencing. I started listening to interviews about topics that I was super into, and I was challenging my mind. And I would look forward to those car rides. I would get up early. The sun wouldn't be out yet. I'd be awake before everybody else. I'd get my coffee. I'd get my water. I'd get in the car. On the way back, I'd have my bar. You know, it was just like a ritual. I would call this specific friend, Marianne, on the way back, and we would just like talk about spiritual things. And it became a thing. I mean, I literally did it for a year. And I believe, and my therapist said to me, she said, I can't believe you went through this with such a good attitude and how much it took out of you and, you know, just the effort and all of it and so much, so many no's. And I said, because I chose that. I chose to go through it with that grace. And while I can't compare infertility to cancer, and I won't, I can tell you that this is the same situation from the perspective of choose your lane. Choose how you want to show up for it. And I promise you, when you walk into the doctor's office today and you smile at her and you're like, let's do this. Let's have a good attitude about this. I want you to, you know, tell me everything that you need to tell me, but don't tell me things I don't need to know. And you know what I'm saying? Like, set the stage for how this experience can be moved through with grace and spiritual faith rather than fear. And I promise you, Courtney, two things I can promise you. One is that your day-to-day experiences will be so much better. There's actually three things. Two is that your physical experience of the radiation will be easier. I mean that. It's psychosomatic. You know this. Okay? So you believing, and then the third thing I want to tell you is that you are infusing so much more positive energy into positive outcome when you show up this way, okay? Yeah. And so I really know that God guided you to be on the show with me right now. And we can thank your fear part for being so, so on top of things and making sure that you got on today as quickly as you did.
Gabby.
All right, guys, there is a product that was sent to me from one of our sponsors, Stripe and Stare. They wanted me to try the product, of course, before I talked about it on the show. I emailed my producer and said, holy crap, I want more of this. I was like, please send me more. I love it so much. I was like, get me a discount code. I want it. And they were reminding me that I've got one for you. This is my favorite clothing product. It is so, it's delicious. It's just decadent. I gush over this. And I really, really want to emphasize how soft this clothing is. They're the most comfortable products. I swear by the underwear and I absolutely love their pajamas. Love, 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 love the pajamas and I wear them during the day. These are not only the most comfortable, but they're also the most sustainable in the world. Using sustainably and renewably sourced beechwood fibers produced using 95% less water than cotton, the fiber is proven to be up to 3 times softer than cotton. I swear by this. Mark my words. and they are 95% biodegradable. Only 3% of the underwear market is sustainably sourced, and shocking fact for something we wear every single day. Described by Vogue as the knickers women want, as they offer empowerment rather than provocation. London's Evening Standard described them as insanely cool. And Gabby Bernstein is saying, the best fabric ever. Speaking of cool, if you've been listening to the show, you know how serious I am about my sleep and my sleep temperature. Stripe and Stair have the most epic lounge and nightwear from the same super soft, sustainable fibers. This is what I'm most obsessed about. I want you to try this. I'm like screaming this from the rooftops. I am gifting it to all my friends. I hope you can feel my enthusiasm. I mean every word I'm saying. I literally called my producer and said, send me more. They're perfect for all climates. I just wore them when I was on vacation, and now I'm back home wearing them at night again in the cold. The natural fibers breathe with the skin so you don't overheat, but they keep you cool like wearing a cloud. You can shop on their website, www.stripeandstare.com, with an exclusive Dear Gabby code, G-A-B-B-Y, for 20% off their range. Seriously, guys, take advantage of this. Available at major retailers such as Revolve, Bloomingdale's, and ShopUp. Use the code 20% off on their site, www.stripeandstare.com. OMG. I'm sure my producer is laughing her ass off as she listens to this ad read. I'm seriously obsessed. Tell everybody. Go get them. Do you guys remember a while back, we did an amazing podcast with my friend Mel Robbins? She's a best-selling global phenomenon and one of the leading voices in personal development. And Audible is back with another Audible original podcast that she has created. And it's called Here's Exactly What to Do, which invites you to reimagine the life you want and gives you the tools to take action. And each of the 14 episodes focuses on an attitude or situation that's holding you back. Is your confidence in need of a recharge? Is your creativity running low? Are you not carving out the right life balance? Or are you just feeling blah and can't get out of bed? In her typical no BS style, my girl Mel cuts through the hype to deliver the simple tools you need to move forward and create positive change. These short and impactful episodes are the perfect way to take a break, take a breath, and feel truly empowered. Here's Exactly What to Do is the perfect follow-up to Start Here, her 13-topic breakdown of how to deal with whatever life throws at you. There's so much greatness on Audible Originals. You guys know I have a Audible Original called You Are the Guru, 6 messages to help you move through difficult times with certainty and faith. My Happy Days audiobook is out right now. All of my books are on Audible. Audible is the best place to get your audio. This one with Mel, Here's Exactly What to Do, is available only on Audible. Audible.com/whattodo. I'm going to give you my Miracle membership, okay? And my Miracle membership has hundreds of hours of workshops and past lectures, hundreds of guided meditations, for 7 years of content. You're going to have all of it. And so you can just listen to me every single day. If you wanted to hear me, you also have Dear Gabby. Tune into Dear Gabby. You have other spiritual teachers that you can come to, therapists, things that you can listen to. And I want you to really also consider how this will serve your clients too, right? So it's like the more I learn about my craft, the more I can serve. And so I'd get in that car every day. I called it spiritual school and psychological school. You know, it was like going back to get, you know, a degree, right? I was like in my car, but I literally was taking classes, therapeutic classes, and they were supporting me and my latest book and the way that I can speak. And so that's the same for you. Okay. And then knowing that the grace that you bring will be reflected back to you.
I appreciate that so much. I was not looking forward to this conversation with the doctor this afternoon because I was really in a place of how bad are the burns going to be? And how do I have to pull my kids home from school to homeschool for a month? And then, of course, all the mom questions of how do I do that? Like, how do I homeschool kids when I'm gone 7 hours a day? I have to do 2 treatments a day for like 2 or 3 weeks. So, and I have to drive 1.5 hours. So I drive, do the treatment, hang out somewhere for 6 hours, do another treatment, and then drive home.
Okay.
Trying to figure that out with a couple of elementary age kids is a bit of a a trick. And
do you
always
have a partner in this time? Do you have
And my husband's wonderful.
Okay, great.
So I imagine he will probably just work from home.
Okay.
That's one of the, you know, the That's blessings enough. Of COVID, yes. right? We all know how to do that now.
So I see you going in the direction of the fear.
The mom planning.
The mom planning and also the fear controlling and totally normal. Got you.
Yeah.
Holding you in that completely. And I just want to ask that fear part to just, you know, take a break today. Just take a break for today.
And yeah, she's a planner, the fear part. She's really excellent at it. But she overshoots.
Is there anything that she needs from you?
She probably just needs a plan.
Okay. It's like a nice little plan that you can write out for her.
Yeah.
Nice.
And a plan to not get sicker with, you know, from the radiation.
That's the spiritual plan, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Because if you stay connected to the spiritual plan, then your intuition will be super high. And the more heightened your intuition is, the more you're gonna sense in your body, oh, probably should just rest today rather than go push myself. Or you're gonna intuitively hear, okay, maybe I should ask my doctor that question. So the health plan that you have power over is the spiritual plan. The more spiritually connected you are through this journey, the more guidance you will receive. One more example, and then I'm gonna let you go. But this is so packed with so much goodness. Like, you're going to help so many people today, Courtney, just by sharing your story with them. So when I was going through the fertility treatment, none of what they were doing to me was working. They were just pumping my 41-year-old baby little eggs into I felt like they were not doing nice things to my eggs. And it was a specific protocol that a lot of doctors do, but it wasn't feeling right in my body. And so super spiritually connected as I am. And I made that commitment throughout the entire journey. And instead of getting obsessive and reading online, I listened to my intuition. And I sat in my meditation and I literally heard, they're overstimulating your eggs. I heard that. And then I inquired about it with some friends that are in the fertility space. And they said, I know this is a thing, right? Because I know that there's treatment centers that work with older women and they do lower stimulation. And I have a girlfriend that then said, yes, that sounds better for you. That sounds right. And she had all the information that I needed. And so I went to my doctor and I said, I want to do a low stim round. You know, I have insurance covering this. I don't want to do what you're doing. And that's the plan, man, because I am the CEO of my body now. And he agreed to do what I asked and added a few things alongside it. And I listened to my girlfriend. And I let myself be guided and I added in some supplements and some food things. And that was how I actually got the healthy egg to get what became the healthy embryo, which became a baby that I carried for 5.5 months. And he was healthy all the way. Sadly, my placenta wasn't really holding him up, but he was healthy all the way. And so I now know I can make a healthy embryo. I know that a year and a half later, 42 years old, if I want to go and do this one more time, which is what I believe I have in me, is only one more time, but I might have one more round of IVF in me. And I'm going to go into the doctor's office and I'm going to say, I have this proof that this worked and I'm going to do it one more time. And that's it. And that's the plan. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to say to him, I know you have a million reasons, things you want to tell me about why that's not going to work. And I actually really don't want to hear it. Like, I don't want to hear it. I'm going in only with my faith. And so there's two things about that story that I want you to hear. One is that when listening to your intuition, you can get inspired ideas to support your healing path, to inquire in different ways, to ask your doctors new questions, to be guided to different doctors or different healing devices and all the new things that you need to know. So let your intuition guide you. And number two, I want you to really know that you can go into this situation saying very strongly, this is it. This is my last time. I want to do this one more time. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, this is it.
one more time and then I'm done.
And you know,
one more time and you're done. And it'll turn out great for both of us.
It's going to turn out great. I guarantee you. I know, Courtney, that I'm going to hear from you in like a year or however long it's going to be. And you're going to come back on the show and you're going to be like, oh my God, let me tell you about my miracles. Okay.
I will. And I will be back to tell you all about them. Mm. And then have a wonderful life. And so will you. I've been praying for you.
Thank you.
Knowing you're going through all of this as well.
So let's say a prayer. Let's say a prayer for you right now. Let's say a prayer for you, but I appreciate your prayers very much. Thank you. Let's say a prayer for Courtney right now. Okay, so let's call on the guidance of the highest truth and compassion to enter into this space that we are in today, to guide Courtney, to protect her, to hold her, to give her the gift of spiritual connection. We ask the angels to place their hands upon her shoulders, guide her in and out of each healing process, to help her experience the radiation with grace, freedom, ease in her body, to make this experience a miraculous one, make it an experience that she can look back on and say, wow, look what I learned from that. How much I grew from that. Look how much grace I experienced. And I want you to visualize yourself, Courtney, going into the doctor's office today, surrounded by angels and guides and a support system, a team, metaphysical doctors and guides, and all of the support that you have beyond your physical sight. And know that they're by your side. Know you're not alone. No, they're working through your doctor. They're working through the radiation. They're working through the medication. They're working through anything that is touching you at this time. They're working through your children to support you. And remember that your children have their own guides too. So we want to ask the guides of your children to step up right now, help out, to support their learning and their growth and their safety. And we say thank you to all of the guidance that is around you and within you. And we trust that all is well. All is well. All is well.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, sister. I think that you are the full episode. This is your episode. It's stunning. It's beautiful. And it's such a gift for everyone that's listening to know that in a little conversation, we can shift our perception. Want you
shifting so much. I can just feel the shift.
Courtney, my love, I believe in you.
I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
When you watch back this video, I'll have to send you a picture of it. Right when you came on, there was an orb that just went right by my screen. And it was the second you came in and you started talking. It was just like, so we're totally taken care of here today. Okay.
I wonder who it was.
Who do you think it was?
My grandmother. I know exactly who it was. I don't even know why I said that.
There you go. What's grandma's name?
Christine,
thank you so much for guiding this path. I want you, Courtney, to talk to her all day long.
In her house.
There you go. And I want you to, in your car, the 6 hours, write with her. At the top of the page, say, Christine, what would you, Grandma. What would you have me know? What sign would she be for you? What's her sign for you? Just say anything that comes to mind.
Baking?
Okay.
Baking.
Can we be more
she
specific?
She always had baked so random things for us when we were little.
Can we be more specific? What's more specific? Like anything, a specific cake or something like that?
Oddly enough, bran muffins.
Bran muffins are your sign for her.
Yeah.
Okay. So pay attention to the bran muffins. I'll see you on the Facebook group for the Miracle membership. And I guarantee you're going to be holding a bran muffin in a photo. Okay.
Probably. I will probably end up with bran muffins everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get one today. I'm sure of it. Okay. So you're very transformed now. You're in a really high vibration. I want you to go and set the intention right now with me to stay just in that momentum today. And any moment that the fear comes up, just say, okay, what would you need right now? Just the same way you would say to your child, what do you need right now? And then we'll get back into the, you know, energy of this beautiful vibration of this positive energy that you're holding. And the energy you're in is called self-energy. It's the God of energy within you. It's the faithful energy within you. We all have access to it. And the more time we spend in that self energy, the more self-led we become. And so if you can let self lead this process, you'll be fully cared for.
Fantastic. That's where I am.
So beautiful. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
All right, sister. I'm sending you so much love and I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
So to close this show, I want to actually pull a card for Courtney. Let's see what the universe has in store for Courtney. Maybe there's a brand muffin on the card. We'll see. Let's pull a card for Courtney and let's send this energy off to not just Courtney, but for anyone who might be in a place of fear right now that wants to get back to love. Let's pull that card. Perfect. My power lies in my peaceful presence. Perfect. 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 True perfection. My power lies in my peaceful presence. This is exactly what we spoke about today on the show. We talked about how Courtney's power in this situation lies in her ability to show up with grace and peace. Her power in this seemingly uncomfortable situation is her power within, the power within her to show up with faith, with grace, with peace, with strength, and a sense of knowing that she is being guided by all the angels and Christine, her grandmother, that her bran muffins are on the way. When we are in that presence of grace, when we are in that presence of peace, when we are in that presence of joy, that's when the universe can speak to us. That's when we can hear the guidance. That's when we can be guided. I'm so grateful that we had the opportunity to have Courtney on the show today to share her great journey and to, most importantly, be the most unbelievable power of example of what a massive quantum shift can be. At the top of the show, I said to her, "You're going to have a quantum shift today." And she did. So that's available to all of us. Take it in, feel into that. Know that you too have the power to tap into the presence of peace within you and be completely guided in any situation, no matter what is up. Your power lies in your peaceful presence. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.